It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
From this week of yelling at Yankee Stadium, at the watch party, and yelling on The Fan. But you know what? I'm not going to yell at you tonight. Dial 888-808-1019. There's nothing to yell and scream about. But I know you guys want to fight about something. We'll get to it. We will certainly get to it. Today, I got time. It's a football Friday. So, of course, we're going to talk about Malik Nabers. Charlotte Carroll, who covers the Giants for The Athletic, will join us at about 8:15. And we'll mix in some conversation about the Jets. I just think the Jets right now are the blind leading the blind, and Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. And I know what you guys want to talk about. It's premature. It seems like a fool's errand, but we'll do it because I've got a five-hour show. I've got all the time tonight to go over it, and why not? Steve Summers will join me at 9:20 for you Metropolitans fans, but I'll speak for some Yankee fans, or at least as a Yankee fan, from the Yankee side. I don't need a Subway Series. Like, I just don't care about it. I don't care for it. I think I was 12 last time it happened. I think I peaked at life at 12. I think I was, like, the best I was athletically playing peewee football. I was also really good at video games. Pokemon Snap came out the year before, and me and my brother broke the record for, like, best pictures of Mewtwo and sent it into N64 and Pokemon, and they sent us a bunch of like Pokemon swag. I thought that was it. I thought, hey, I'm done. I'm checked out. That's the best I'm going to do in life. I scored 32 touchdowns in that Pee Wee football season. I won the Pokemon Snap contest. We're done. Shout out to my brother. Rest in peace. His passing, the anniversary of that was yesterday. And actually, my mom's birthday is today. So before I get rolling, I got to say, happy birthday, Crystal. I love you. Thank you. I told you we did it, and there's more to do. But yeah, back to the whole Subway Series thing. It's New York, right? And I get it. The Yankees advanced last night. The Mets advanced a couple of nights ago, and now we wait. So when you wait and you have this idle time to think, all you can think about is we're four wins away on each side from facing each other in the Fall Classic. 888-808-1019. I get it. Some of you will say, it's good for the for business. It's good for the city. I don't think it's good for either side. I don't think it's really good for business. I think MLB's dream is the Dodgers versus Yankees, or I know that that's their dream. And we'll see as the Dodgers face the Padres tonight, Yu Darvish versus Yoshinobu Yamamoto. I'd like it to be Dodgers-Mets for the whole New York dynamic, but I'd also like it to be Padres-Mets for the rematch of 2022. And there's obviously some Yankee blood over there with the Padres after the Soto deal, but nobody knows what's going to happen. On the other side, I think I'd want to see the Tigers to get some revenge from 2012, get some revenge on A.J. Hinch, and I just think the baby Tiger Cubs, they're going to crap out when they get to Yankee Stadium in the American League Championship. They're just going to realize they're in too deep, and, you know, Tarek Skubal can only take them so far. But maybe the Guardians step up. It doesn't matter. Whoever the Yankees face, they should beat. And enough of acting like the Mets are some type of Cinderella story. They're not. Whoever the Mets face, they should beat. But I hear Mets fans talking about, oh, the Yankees faced the Royals, cakewalk. It was nothing. Of course, they're supposed to beat the Royals. I disagree. I think that everybody in the dance can beat anybody. Every year we see wild card teams get hot. The Mets are a wild card team. And honestly, every year we see a one seed or a top seed with a bye, or one or two seed with a bye, fall flat on their faces, and Philadelphia got this year. They won one game. The rest of the top seeds have at least won two games. Philly's the only team with a bye that could only win one game. They went cold. They could have got swept. 888-808-1019. So I guess if you guys want to do the back and forth about Mets fans versus Yankees fans, obviously at this point, right, rooting for the Mets as a great story, watching Mets games and saying, oh, that's great. I think that's done for Yankee fans. I think now when you get to the Final Four and you know you could meet your crosstown rival, I don't know how much you guys are wishing for that. Maybe you lived through that and you were a little bit older in 2000 than I was, but if you were a kid back then, and you know, I remember it a little bit. I just don't care for it again. I don't want to share the stage, the spotlight. I'd rather just be the Yankees. I'd rather just be Aaron Judge, Garrett Cole, those guys. I don't need the back and forth. And, you know, for you Met fans that think the regular season and the postseason are the same thing, we've gone over this. We've gone over this a bunch, right? In the Subway Series the last few years, when the Mets have beaten the Yankees, I told you the Yankees do not care about those games. 888-808-1019. They do not care about losing two games to y'all in June. You're not going to face Jamai Jones. You're not going to face J.D. Davis. So it's not a guarantee that if you do face the New York Yankees that you're going to come out with a win. So be careful what you wish for as well, because you'll never live down a second defeat at the hands of the New York Yankees in the Subway Series. You'll never live that down. You'll never live down your Grimace, OMG, Glizzy, Izzy, Rally Pimp season. Now there's a playoff pumpkin and all these other shenanigans. You'll never live it down if the big brother New York Yankees take another World Series from you and their drought, and your drought continues. 888-808-1019. So, like, I guess we can talk through it. I think, like I said, it's a fool's errand, but I'll be your Huckleberry. I've got time, and I'm going to mix in the football. I'll mix in the Giants talk. I think the Giants have a huge opportunity here on Sunday Night Football with the Bengals team that has underperformed and has choked and taken some losses. I think they can beat them. It's going to be close. It's going to be a dogfight. And the Jets, I mean, the Jets better respond. Obviously, they're trying to win this division. The Bills have stubbed their toe against the Jets historically these last couple years. And let's see what the Jeff Ulbrich Jets look like compared to Rob Saleh's Jets. I mean, this whole thing with Nathaniel Hackett, it's just a joke. Like, Todd Downs, like, I don't know. Like I said, I think it's the blind leading the blind, but we won't know until Monday night. It's lit in the city. The Yankees and the Mets have everybody alive. We have good baseball teams. We have two of the Final Four. We have half of the teams left in baseball that play in the Bronx, that play in Queens. And on the national stage, we also have the New York Liberty playing on the national stage for the National Football League. We'll have Sunday Night Football in Jersey. We'll have Monday Night Football in Jersey. Choose where you want to go. Hockey's back. I was at the Devils game last night. You can go see the Rangers, go see the Islanders. It's the most wonderful time. So not a long open for me tonight. I'm on for 5 hours. I have a guest coming up in about an hour, but I'm listening all day. I was on last night. I'm looking at all the conversation. Hey, Keith, what do you think about a Subway Series? I mean, now we're closer than we were, I don't know, even in 2022 where there was a lot of talk about it. Like now, it's an actual reality. Now, the Mets and the Yankees, I think, have a really good chance to advance and meet each other. So, whatever, we're passing the time until we know if it's the Padres, Dodgers, until we know if it's the Guardians, Tigers. I'll be your Huckleberry. Call me up and tell me that the Mets are just going to sweep the Yankees like they did in the regular season. I highly doubt that. The regular season is not the postseason. You can tell Yankee fans by the performance of Clay Holmes, the performance of Giancarlo Stanton, Gleyber Torres, Alex Verdugo. The list goes on. I mean, you can tell by the performance of Aaron Judge. It is a different type of feel when you get to October. And the Miracle Mets, the Make It Happen Mets, their run may continue and may not. Stay focused. Stay healthy. You can't predict baseball. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. But for the purpose of sports talk radio on a Friday night in New York, let's have at it. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Charlotte Carroll joining me at 8:15. The Schmooze. Steve Summers joining me around 9:20. Casamigos, big shot of the night at 11. Open mic 11 to 12. And then I'm out of here. So let's take this break. And we'll come right back. KM to AM returns right after this.